الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. وأخرج الحاكم في المستدرك عن أبي سعيد المقبوري قال: لما طعن أبو عبيدة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: يا معاذ صلي بالناس، فصلى معاذ بالناس، ثم مات أبو عبيدة بن الجراح، فقام معاذ في الناس فقال: يا أيها الناس توبوا إلى الله من ذنوبكم توبة نصوحة، فإن عبد الله لا يلقى الله تائبا من ذنبه إلا كان حقا على الله أن يغفر له. ثم قال: إنكم أيها الناس قد فجعتم برجل، والله ما أزعم أني رأيت من عباد الله عبدا قط أقل غمرا ولا أبر صدرا ولا أبعد غائلة ولا أشد حبا للعاقبة ولا أنصح للعامة منه، فترحموا عليه ثم اسحروا للصلاة عليه، فوالله لا يلي عليكم مثله أبدا. فاجتمع الناس وأخرج أبو عبيدة رضي الله عنه، وتقدم معاذ رضي الله عنه فصلى عليه، حتى إذا أتى به قبره دخل قبره معاذ بن جبل وعمرو بن العاص والضحاك بن قيس رضي الله عنهم، فلما وضعوه في لحده وخرجوا فشنوا عليه التراب، فقال معاذ: يا أبا عبيدة لأثنين عليك ولا أقول باطلا أخاف أن يلحقني بها من الله مقتل، كنت والله ما علمت من الذاكرين الله كثيرا ومن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا، وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما، ومن الذين إذا أنفقوا لم يسرفوا ولم يقتروا، وكان بين ذلك قواما، وكنت والله من المخبتين المتواضعين الذين يرحمون اليتيم والمسكين ويبغضون الخائنين والمتكبرين. Hakim narrates in his Mustadrak, a strong narration from the tariq of Abu Sa'id al-Maqburi, that Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, he's one of the Ashara Mubashirin bil-Jannah, he was the Aminu hadhihi al-Ummah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the laqab, the title of the trustee of this Ummah, and he trusted him amongst other things with the money. He was the treasurer of the Muslim state, the first treasurer that the Muslim state had, and that's a great maqam. It said that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu held him in such great esteem that he gave wasiyah: after I die, he should be khalifa after me. Except for Abu Ubaidah dies before Umar, so that never happens, radiallahu anhu. And so he died in Sham. He was a governor over the provinces of Sham, and he died when a plague hit Sham. So when he caught the plague, he said to Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, was a young man compared to the elders of the Sahaba, a young man from Medina, from the Ansar, who was very knowledgeable. The Prophet ﷺ praised him for his knowledge of fiqh, of halal and haram. He said to Mu'adh when he caught the plague, "O Mu'adh, lead the prayers of the people." Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal will also later die from the same plague. He says, "O Mu'adh, lead the people in prayer." And so Mu'adh led the people in prayer. And then shortly thereafter, Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, he passed away. And Mu'adh stood up and he told the people, "O people, make repentance to Allah Ta'ala from your sins with a sincere repentance. For verily, a slave of Allah doesn't meet him in the state of repentance from his sins, except for it is his right that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, over Allah Ta'ala, that he should be forgiven." Then he said, radiallahu anhu, "O people, verily you have been hit with a calamity, with the loss of such a man. I make the claim right now that I have not seen from the slaves of Allah Ta'ala such a person ever like him, who you had less to fear from him, and who was more pious in his heart, and who was further away, you know, in danger, meaning being with him. He was aqallu ghamran, meaning he was not a foolhardy person. He was a person who was cautious in all matters. He didn't subject people to danger, nor a person with a more pious heart, nor a person whose danger was is further away from you. When you're with him, you don't have anything to fear from him. Nor a person who had more intense love for the hereafter. nor a person who is more sincere to the generality of the Muslims. So ask Allah Ta'ala and invoke Allah's mercy upon him, and then go out into the badiyah for the salat over him. And this is a practical matter as well, as a side note, that isharu means go out into the sahara, go out into the desert for his janazah. It's a dalil that the sunnah of the janazah is not held inside the masjid, it's held outside of the masjid. I know there was some confusion from certain people. The problem is when janazah happens, people come to the masjid that don't come to the masjid regularly. So you have to mention it again and again. So they say, oh, how come they're not allowing the janazah into the masjid? It's not that. It's the sunnah is to go outside, right? So if, amongst other madhahib, right? And so if Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah wasn't led into the masjid, right? You know that this is not like a dishonor, it's a sunnah, right? If his was outside the masjid, then it's something that we all should want for ourselves as well, because these were the people who were closest to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's something that inshallah, if something happens, someone has a question about it, just mention it to them, that this is a sunnah, it's not, there's nothing wrong with it. So he says, invoke Allah's mercy upon him, and then go out into the desert in order to pray his janazah. For by Allah, you will never have another leader over you like this ever again. And so the people gathered together, and the body of Abu Ubaidah was brought out, and Mu'adh bin Jabal went in the front of the procession. This is another sunnah, that when there's a funeral procession from the place of janazah to the place of burial, it's a sunnah for the people who are walking on foot to go in front, not to go in back like the Nasara, although they say that for people who are riding, it's better to go behind the mayyit. So Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal was the first one at the front of the funeral procession. And he went to Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah's grave, and he entered into the grave, also Sayyidina Amr bin As and Dhahak bin Qais. All three of them entered into the grave to place him in the grave properly, radiallahu anhu. And so once he was placed inside of his grave, they put the dirt on top of him. Mu'adh bin Jabal says to Abu Ubaidah, "O Abu Ubaidah, I praised you, and I didn't say anything in my praise of you which was wrong or untruthful, that I should fear that one day this should be a cause of a problem for me from Allah Ta'ala." Meaning what? It's a sunnah. It's in Islam, when someone dies, you know, like kuffar have eulogies. Oh, he was so great. He was this, he was that. Ha ha ha. I miss him so much. You know, we love him so. But when the guy was alive, nobody cared about him. This is something I've experienced again and again. In Islam, it's makruh or haram. You shouldn't give speeches about the deceased when they're dead. Why? Because it doesn't benefit them, and half the things people say anyway are lies at that point. What you should do is give sadaqah for them, make dua for them, do something that will actually benefit them. But in this case, you know, Mu'adh bin Jabal stands at the grave of his elder and of this other sahabi, Jalil al-Qadr sahabi that he loves. And he says, I know I said these things, good things about you, but I don't fear that I'm going to get like punishment from Allah Ta'ala because I said it, because everything about what I said was absolutely true. And by Allah, I know what I know about the people who remember Allah Ta'ala with a great remembrance, and from those who walk on the earth with humility, and those people who, when people of Jahl say anything to them, they just they don't engage them. They just let them go. And what I know about those people who, when they spend, they don't waste money on people, but they're not cheap either. And they find a path between those two, which is important for a father or for a leader or someone who has to spend on people or dependent on them, not to waste money and spoil them and not to be so cheap as to cause them grief. So what I know about all these groups of people, you by Allah Ta'ala were amongst those who obeyed Allah Ta'ala and who were humble, and amongst those who had mercy on the orphan and had mercy on the poor and helpless, and you were the one who hated the most people of treachery and hated the most the people of arrogance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be pleased with all of them and give us the tawfiq of taking from their noble akhlaq. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala rasulihi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ajma'in.